B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Deputy said it looked like a scene from Grand Theft Auto when a man hopped the fence at Centennial Airport and tried to board a Gulfstream jet taxiing on the runway.
Wait!
Sterling Antonio Love was arrested after the incident. Love had jumped the airport's south fence and began to approach the jet. He then tried to board the plane, but the crew shooed him off. On social media, police reminded potential copycats that life is not a video game. They wrote, jumping a fence at Centennial Airport in an effort to steal a jet and fly to Hawaii.
It's okay! I'm a limo driver!
Will not go well. A Denver area sheriff's department was the first to respond to the scene. A Denver Police Department helicopter also happened to be at the airport on an unrelated matter and responded to the chopper.
Do you remember when we could, years ago, hail aircraft out on the tarmac?
Sure, yeah. But ever since 9/11, yeah, you can't do that anymore. Love was booked on a felony count of first degree aggravated motor vehicle theft and misdemeanor second degree criminal trespassing. A Nevada woman broke into a dentist office, stole money, and pulled 13 teeth from an unconscious patient.
Oh my God.
On two separate occasions.
Once is enough. You think you would employ methods to make sure it never happened again, but it happened again.
Deputies allege that Laurel Ike, who is not a dentist, broke into a dental office where she claimed that she had formerly worked. Ike allegedly stole $22,861 in cash and checks during the three break-ins, the May 3rd break-in. Meanwhile, the tooth extraction occurred on a different date than the break-in. Ike had told detectives she admitted to using anesthetic disposed of by the office. Ike was arrested Wednesday and charged with two counts of burglary and one count each of grand larceny. So she broke in one time, stole the money, and then she broke in and
decided to remove some teeth.
Yeah, another time.
And I could really go for some teeth extracting.
Investigators did not say how they determined Ike to be a person of interest in the case, but they said that she admitted to multiple people, including deputies, that she had performed the medical procedure.
Did she have any bit of dental training whatsoever?
Not that I know of. All right. It just says that she wasn't a dentist.
To me, that would be disgusting. Mm.
Ike allegedly performed the extractions, on her own time, says here.
Listen, I'm not taking anybody else's time. It's actually been an imposition on me.
She remains in custody in the county jail on a $20,000.
In a way, you owe me for work done.
And in her mugshot, you wouldn't want this woman leaning over your open mouth either. Wow.
She looks like something from Neverending Story.
A person shot at Fort Worth officers and a mowing crew and then barricading themselves inside their home after code compliance officials tried to issue a violation for the home's grass being too high. They are now in custody.
How high is the grass?
It was pretty damn high.
All right.
But this person, he was having none of it and shot at police. The situation.
It's my lawn.
I think it was one of those. The situation unfolded Friday at a home. The code of compliance and police officers went to the home at about 8:30 a.m. to issue a violation for the home's grass being too high.
I like to keep it thick.
When the homeowner didn't answer the door, an independent mowing company began to mow the lawn. And I think that's what pushed him over the edge.
What the hell are you doing?
Yeah. Shortly after that, a person inside the home began shooting at the mowers.
You know, when you live, say your neighbor just doesn't take care of the yard at all and lets it get away, like it can drive you crazy.
Yes, it can drive you crazy, but the SWAT team doesn't need to show up like it did in this case.
Yeah, they had to. Officers took cover. They waited for backup. The person inside the home then fired shots toward the officers two more times. SWAT units responded to the home, where the suspect had barricaded inside. The person was in custody.
I like my grass.
At about 2:45 p.m. Wow. This is a weird story out of Maine. Two former Rockland officers were sentenced Thursday for, listen, I've never heard this before, beating porcupines to death.
Okay.
On several different occasions while on duty.
Was it some kind of porcupine fight club?
Addison Cox and Michael Rollerson were sentenced on misdemeanor charges of cruelty to animals and night hunting. Both officers pleaded guilty. Cox was sentenced to 90 days in jail With all but 10 suspended, he was fined $1,000 and was placed on administrative release for 6 months, during which he is barred from applying for jobs in law enforcement and must complete 100 hours of community service.
It says here you enjoy beating porcupines to death.
Tell me about that.
Yeah. How did you get into that? Well, I just started beating one, and I thought, oh, these quills are going to hurt, but they really didn't.
Rollerson was sentenced to 270 days in jail with all but 20 days suspended. He was also fined $1,000 and placed on probation for 6 months. The terms of his probation required that he give up his main Criminal Justice Academy credentials. Mm-hmm. Rollerson received a heavier sentence than Cox because he was the senior officer and killed more animals. Huh. Prosecutors agreed to reduce the charges to misdemeanors. In part, both men were military veterans who had served active duty. In late August, the animal abuse was revealed after another officer reported the killings to superiors. Rollerson had estimated he killed 8 porcupines. Cox said he killed 3 himself. Now, Rollerson told investigators he believed the porcupines to be a nuisance, either on the road or at his camp where they would cause damage. And Cox told investigators that he looked up to Rollerson, who was his superior, and wanted to be like him.
Golly, so he's the best.
The way he beats those porcupines to death.
You want company?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. I want to kill some porcupines, too. So did they mention how, with their fists, with a shovel?
It says they beat him to death. I don't know. I have no idea.
Maybe one would hold the porcupine's arms back while the other worked him over?
You think maybe using a gun or something like that might be a little more humane, you know,
if it needs to be done.
Beating them to death?
But even that's questionable.
Yeah, and that's the thing. There's no need to do it. So
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Bizarre File podcast.
This is out of Mississippi. Police say an argument over Bible verses led to a fist fight that ended in the strangulation death of one man and a second-degree murder charge for another.
I'm sure they say something about not doing that in the Bible.
The victim, 32-year-old Sherrod Alexander Lafitte, was pronounced dead at his home where the fight occurred.
Amen.
The suspect, 41-year-old Samuel McDougal, surrendered to police later that night. His bond was set at $1 million.
I know. It got away from me.
Yeah. Lafitte's body was sent for an autopsy, and the results were confirmed that he died of strangulation. I need to know what Bible verse they were arguing over.
Also,
I need to know this.
At what point does irony not sweep over you and say,
what am I doing?
What am I doing here?
Yeah.
Of all things, what am I doing here?
I'm
killing this person over the Bible.
An ongoing investigation. Anyone with information is asked to contact the police. A rookie Scottish police officer feared that she was being pursued for miles by a drone, but the bright light in the sky was actually Jupiter.
Jupiter!
And it was only after a drawn-out pursuit that she sought help from senior officers who told her that it was Jupiter.
I need some help. I'm being followed by Jupiter.
365 million miles away. She had left the Glasgow police station at about midnight on Tuesday and noticed the object in the sky, quote, following her. She tried to lose the drone as she drove towards the shopping complex at the fort just off of the M8.
She tried to escape it.
I can't shake this freaking thing.
She called the General Police Scotland complaints number and told the call handler that she was being followed by a drone along the M8 and couldn't lose it.
Do you have permission to discharge my weapon at it?
The officer, who is in her first 2 years of service, was told to return to her station where she would be met by a senior officer. She was found standing in the police yard with her hood up, trying to hide from the drone, and pointed out the bright white dot in the sky. They told her it was Jupiter, which is often visible on a clear night.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe put her on desk duty.
I think that might be the wise choice for now. A woman who was wanted for accessory to murder was arrested one day after commenting on a police department's social media post about her. So the Tulsa Police Department posted to Facebook on Wednesday asking the public for information on Lorraine Graves, mm-hmm. who detectives say was involved in a homicide investigation at an apartment complex in March. To the police department's surprise, Graves commented on that post herself asking about reward money.
Man.
Detectives arrested her on Thursday on the accessory to murder charge.
That's so narcissistic if you want to see how much it'd be worth to turn you in.
Yeah. Online records show Graves remains in the Tulsa County Jail where her bond was set at $500,000. If convicted, she could be sentenced up to 45 years in prison. A liquor-loving macaque. Broke into a bottle shop in Madhya Pradesh, India this week and brazenly drank a bottle of Kahlua in front of the shop's owner. Locals said
then drink the whole freaking thing.
Locals said the monkey, which is known in the area, developed...
You know me.
Developed a taste for the sauce after finding a not-quite-empty bottle of wine.
Mmm, this is good stuff.
During the booze battle...
I'm a macaque!
A staffer tried to stop the monkey... and was bitten in the process. So I guess he got
away.
You mess
with the macaque, you get the teeth.
I didn't.
so they didn't have. You've had a number of bizarre file stories concerning macaques in India.
Yeah.
They are very intrusive and apparently very bold.
Yep. A Walmart in Skokie was evacuated Saturday after a toilet paper display caught on fire. Skokie Police Sergeant Dennis Franklin said the Skokie police quickly extinguished the burning toilet paper.
How does toilet paper randomly set on fire inside a supermarket?
It's Skokie, dude.
Yeah.
You know.
It's like Chinatown.
Yeah. No one was injured, but everyone had to leave the store. Police could not confirm.
That's the damnedest thing I ever saw.
Confirm reports that someone suspected of setting the toilet paper on fire was apprehended by officers and store security.
You know, back when I was in that barbershop in Skokie, Illinois.
Wait, what is that from?
Usual Suspects.
There we go. Oh, my God. That's a good one. All right, and then we'll do, let's see, one more story. Wow, this is a harrowing story. A quick-thinking New York City mother... thwarted an attempted kidnapping by pulling her 5-year-old son through the window of the suspect's car as they tried to drive away.
It's amazing.
Like, whoa. This close. Yes.
Wow.
To losing her child.
She's like, thwart man, Case.
Thwart man.
That's right.
The thwarter.
She's using hidden fist.
The incident happened Thursday night in Queens as the boy was walking down the street with his mother and other people. Police said a male suspect exited a vehicle, grabbed the boy, and placed him in the back seat while a second suspect sat in the front passenger seat. As the male suspect got back into the car and tried to drive away, the boy's mother yanked her son out of the car through the window.
That's amazing.
And there's video of
it. It's very risky, but she probably did the right thing.
It was released by the police department and shows the suspect's vehicle parked by the curb. The boy is seen walking slightly ahead of his mother. Male suspect jumps out of the car, snatches the boy away. The mother then and other people who were with her run toward the car to save the child before the car can pull away. The mother is seen pulling her son through the open front passenger window. Several people tried to stop the vehicle as it drove by. The boy was not injured, and the mother is Dolores Diaz. She told the news station that she tried to open the car door, but it was locked. Her son was able to open the window in the car, and she reached in and pulled him out. Wow. One of the suspects, James McGonigal, was arrested Friday on charges of attempted kidnapping and more.
Did he have any relationship with this woman, or is just random out of the blue?
I think it was just out of the blue. The second suspect has not been arrested.
That's horrifying.
So, yeah, exactly. All right, and there you go. That's what I got in the B-File for you at this point in time.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.